listening, fighting, we back at it again. I know that it's my fault, you don't understand. I got memories, this is crazy. You ain't nothing like the girl I used to know. Good with my, good with pop, cool with all my niggas. I should try, truth is I wanna let you in, but no. Damn these memories, and it's crazy. You ain't nothing like the girl I used to know. She let me down, I won't feel that no more. No. I got memories, this is crazy. She ain't nothing like the girl I used to know. I don't mean to take it out of you, baby, but I get up because my heart is in the same old condition that baby left it. And I apologize for making you cry. Look me in my eyes and promise you won't do me the same.
Girl, I really wanna work this out cause I'm tired of fighting.
In this cold, cold world, don't wanna mess this up. Better keep your eye on me, girl. Don't wanna mess this up. Better keep your eye on me, girl. Don't wanna mess this up. Better keep your eye on me, girl.
I don't wanna be stuck up in this cold, cold world. Don't wanna mess this up. Better keep your eye on me, girl. Don't wanna mess this up. Better keep your eye on me, girl. Don't wanna mess this up. Better keep your eye on me, girl.
I was gonna type out the LaDonna joint, man, but fuck that, nigga. That's gonna be too long, man. You know, it's been about maybe 2 weeks since y'all really heard anything pertinent about me and LaDonna, so I'm gonna go ahead and just put it short and sweet on audio log, man. Just basically let y'all know what's been going on. Of course, you know, she kicked me to the curb for a broke lesbian. You know what I'm saying? That shit crazy, man. You know. But just like with the whole Lin 6ix9ine situation, man, I was not going to commit to LaDonna. You know, I was going to keep this hustle first. And you know how bitches is, man. Bitches always want you to commit to them. And, you know, they want you to be totally theirs and be up under their motherfucking ass and all this kind of shit. She wanted my undivided attention. But, man, fuck that, nigga. I got shit to do. You know what I mean? So basically, I was trying to get her to be cool, you know, with her fiance, right? So they could get married, so she could have a life and she could excel and be somebody instead of being out here in these streets and waiting on me, right? But that shit backfired in my motherfucking face when this nigga, right, he started to ignore her because she left her house and everything to move in with him and his moms and shit. and she basically just got disenfranchised and pissed off at this nigga because he would not commit to her either. You know, they supposed to be married and all that, but he would not do things that married people would do. You know, if you got like one household and you got two people working, being the husband and the wife, then y'all supposed to pool y'all money and y'all supposed to handle bills and pay off bills and build shit and all, but he wasn't on that, man. He was like, this is my money right here and this is your money, and you do what you do with your money and I do with my money. And then he was never home and she always had to be home, take care of the kids and all kind of fuck shit was going on. So then at her new job, she meets a female who is a lesbian, and the lesbian, I guess, got a mouthpiece and basically, you know, just wowed the shit out of LaDonna, nigga. You know what I'm saying? She was just enamored with the lesbian, and then all of a sudden LaDonna's calling me talking about, I found someone new and I'm in love and all this kind of shit. And I'm like, well damn bitch, what the fuck happened to me and you? You know what I'm saying? Fuck. You know, and I guess, well, now through talking with her, man, you know, she thought that I didn't want her no more because it seemed like I was pushing her out the door so that she could just be with her fiance. Like, I didn't want nothing to do with her no more, but that wasn't the case. I just wanted her to just be stable, you know what I mean? So she felt like her fiance didn't want her. She felt like I didn't want her. And so, bam, just like last time when she fell in love with me, because her dude wasn't paying her no attention. So now she figured I wasn't paying no attention, so now here come the lesbian with the cape on and saber and shit. But basically, when I was going through all this shit, you know, it hit me like a ton of bricks, right? Because my love for the bitch was real. I sincerely question her concept of love. I don't know what the fuck she's on, right? But you just don't turn the shit on. You just don't turn it off, right? You know, she's just, I'm like, man, how the fuck you gonna be in love with me one day, and then the next day, you find a bitch, and you now love her? You know what I mean? And she claiming, like, because she bisexual now, so she like, well, I know I got you and I got her, you know what I mean? All this kind of shit. I'm like, well, that's all fine and good, it sounds good in principle, but bitch, I don't ever see you no more. You know what I mean? So how the fuck you got me and her, but you giving this bitch all the time, but I ain't getting no time, you know what I mean? Now, if this was like the old Fat Mac, nigga, you know, like I said, bitches typically, I don't give a fuck, you know what I'm saying? Drive on, right? But I don't know, something about this bitch is under my goddamn skin, man. I can't get her up off my fucking mind, nigga. I'm like, damn, what the fuck is it about this bitch that's got me fucked up, man? I don't know. But I don't understand how the fuck she just gonna be with me and then all of a sudden she gonna just, she even got tattoos of the bitch on her back, man, shit. And then the lesbian, she got LaDonna's name tattooed around her wrist and shit. Oh, it's just too fucking much, nigga. It's just too goddamn much, nigga. It's too goddamn much. I used to didn't think I'd be fucking worried about that shit, you know, if some female tried to come and push up on my fucking bitch, like my wife or something. I used to think that, hey, that'd be kind of cool. No, it's not, nigga. That shit is not fucking cool. You wait till that shit happen to one of you motherfuckers, man. You gonna see how just fucking irritating that shit is, man. I swear to God, man. I'm like, if you gonna fuck around and you gonna leave me, bitch, then leave with something better. You know what I'm saying? Don't leave with just something worse, because that just makes me feel even shittier. You know what I mean? Because basically what happened was, she was going through all this shit, you know. She was depressed and lonely. Then here come the lesbian. Then all of a sudden, her and the lesbian kicking it. They going out, having fun, going out to the clubs, kicking it, and all this kind of shit. Sodom and Gomorrah, nigga, they having a fucking ball. But somewhere along the line, these two motherfuckers forgot that they had to eat. Did y'all hear me there? Yeah, somewhere along the line, they forgot that they had to, like, pay bills, had to put gas in their car. For some reason, these two motherfuckers, they met on the job, but now, since they done hooked up, they so busy partying and eating pussy, they ain't going to work now. So both of them ended up getting fired. Okay, so here comes the fun part. Now both of them fired, both of them struggling, don't have no motherfucking loot and shit. That's where all of a sudden, Guess who starts calling me again? That's right, LaDonna. She starts calling me. What's up? What you doing? Can you come get me? I want to talk. Yada, yada, yada. You know, she trying to get back in good with a nigga and shit. You know, she basically left a nigga high and dry for like 2-3 weeks. Now all of a sudden she hit the fan. Guess who the fuck she gonna call? She gonna call me. Right. So now these two niggas, they staying in a hotel. LaDonna's whole family done basically like disowned her, you know, because of the shit that she's on now, since she's on some pussy eating. And her lesbian lover, who's supposed to be the man of the relationship, really ain't putting forth much of an effort to get them out of dire straits. They need money, they need food, they need shelter, they need gas, but the lesbian chick ain't did shit to get her up out of that. Everything that LaDonna did, right, she basically called up me, she called up like two other cats, right, that's, you know, real, should I say, just real friends, you know what I mean? LaDonna's always had dude friends and shit, man, and like no strings attached. Motherfuckers know that, you know, she a down to earth motherfucker, she cool people, and if she need help, motherfuckers is gonna help her, you know. That's her dude friends and shit. So I started to leave her ass out hanging, leave her, you know, out to dry, just for the fucking GP of it, right? But as usual, the kids, you know, she got kids, man. She got shorties, man. And I wasn't digging seeing them homeless, right? Just because they mama was on some dumb shit, man. Because I see her kids are just like mine, for real, man. So she needed money to get a hotel. She stayed in like a hotel for 2 weeks. She needed gas and she needed food, and me and these other niggas was handling that for her, man. You know what I mean? Just be on some righteous ass shit, man. I wasn't gonna try and be petty, you know, not this particular time, man. Not with the kids involved and shit. I said I was gonna make my stance known once everything was cool, everything was copacetic, and they had a roof over their head and they were stable again. You know what I mean? So, I mean, basically that's what happened in a nutshell, man. You know, I was helping her get her shit right again, taking her here, taking her there, putting gas in her tank, making sure she was fed, making sure her fucking kids was fed and shit, man. And it was just irritating the fuck out of me, man, because I'm like, here I am helping you out, right? And here's your lesbian lover sitting on the side, ain't doing shit. Just sitting back with her hat to the back, smoking Black and Milds and shit. And I told LaDonna that shit. I'm like, nigga, this is a low-key pimp move, nigga. It's not like I don't recognize it and shit, because when I'm putting money in your motherfucking hand, I'm inadvertently putting it in her goddamn hand too. You know? So I told her, I'm like, this ain't gonna last long. I'm gonna go ahead, I'm gonna chalk this one up as an L. Right, and she kept telling me, she's like, don't look at that way, because I still love you, and I still want to be with you. I just have, you know, I got both of you, and all that, you know. I'm like, yeah, whatever, nigga. But I told her, I'm like, as soon as we get you moved into your new spot, as soon as we clear all this shit up about who's staying where, and as soon as you get the kids settled down into the new school system and all this kind of shit, you can't ask me for nothing else, baby. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do the righteous thing by you, just for the sheer fact that my love is real for you, nigga. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to chalk this up as an L, and I'm going to help you. But after this is done, your so-called man is going to have to do what the fuck she got to do to put food on your table and to keep your head afloat. You can't ask me for shit else, for real. So that's basically what's going on now. She was living in a hotel for 2 weeks. She finally got up out the hotel. She's stable again. She got a job. The kids is in a new system, school system. And, you know, she called me every day now. And, you know, but that's basically it. She just called me every day. And I'm just like, nigga, stop calling me, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck. I ain't no bitch, nigga. I ain't no broad. I don't want to be talking on the phone all goddamn day, man. You know what I mean? Fuck, I mean, come see me or something, you know what I mean? But right now it's a little too soon for that, because she just getting settled down and all this kind of shit, man. So, but that's basically it in a nutshell, man. How funny acting this heifer's been acting, man. I was just, man, like, you gotta be fucking kidding me, man. How the fuck you gonna choose a broke lesbian over me, nigga? You know, how you gonna do it? I feel like fucking shit, nigga. Your fucking lesbian lover A did not do a fucking damn thing, lift her finger to get you up out of that shit. You had to call three of your ex lovers, motherfucker, to get your ass out of that shit. I swear to God, boy. Oh. And this is a motherfucking lesson in pimping too, because basically LaDonna was breaking bread on the lesbian, man. The lesbian, I mean, she was buying the lesbian this and buying the lesbian that and all this kind of shit. But she was coming to us for fucking help with bills and shit. I'm like, wait a minute, now you buying this bitch what? And you got the nerve to come here ask us for this and that and shit? You know, because I know one of the cats, man. You know what I mean? We had like a little conference about the shit. And we basically said, all right, we gonna do this shit, man. You know, we gonna be righteous. We gonna help this bitch on out. We could let her crash and burn, but I'm like, I don't want to see them kids put up in no foster care system or no shit like that. You know, due to the fact that they homeless and shit, man. Her goose was cooked, nigga. She needed like $600 for a security deposit to put down on a hotel, and she had no one to turn to, nigga. No one to turn to. If it wasn't for us, man, she would have been dead in the water, nigga. You know what I mean? But, hey, nigga, karma's a motherfucker, man. You know what I mean? Hey, you go the extra mile for other motherfuckers, man, it tends to come back around, man. For real. I've seen it many a day, man, where just I didn't have to do extra, but I chose to do extra for some people, and I got rewarded, man. I got paid back sevenfold, man, in a good way. So, ain't no telling what's going on with me and LaDonna now. Like I said, she calls me like every day now. You know, she's on some sweet talk shit, and I don't know, maybe she still thinks she gonna get some money out of me or something. But I told her that was it, man. You know, this was an emergency situation, and so there will be no more bills paid. You know, I mean, that went down because you was my bitch. You know what I mean? But now that you ain't my bitch no more, your motherfucking so-called dude gonna have to handle that, man. You know what I'm saying? So, that's what's going on with me and homegirl in a nutshell, man. So, if any of y'all wanted to know what the fuck the deal was with me and her, that's what's going on. Damn. I tell you what, let me take a little break. There's a little bit more weird shit going on, man. I want to expound on, but let me take a break.
I'm not afraid. to show how much
that shit,
I think about drinking.